Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 262 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Let people be nice to you. Let people give to you without feeling any pressure to give something back. Let people buy you things without arguing. If you are the giving type, it probably means you struggle with receiving. So I encourage you to take a step back from your identity as the generous one for a while and just allow yourself to accept things as they present themselves. Be it a compliment from a stranger, help when you need it, or physical gifts, you are deserving and worthy of these things. And if no one is around to give them to you, practice giving them to yourself without justifying why you don't deserve them or should save the money. I personally struggle very much with receiving help or gifts and compliments, but I'm working on it. As a giving person, I am usually looking for people to give to instead of ways to receive. And I realize I miss out on the other givers that are around me. I am definitely not alone in my generosity. There are many people like me who love to share, who love to dote, and love to provide for others. Because it feels good to give. And I'm learning how to feel good in the receiving portion too. Because if we only give, we will become resentful that we never get to receive. But it does take time and practice. So remember that other people do like giving as much as you do. So you don't have to feel guilty about actually receiving that shit. As long as you're not taking advantage of someone's generosity and kindness, there's really nothing wrong with graciously receiving what other people offer freely. And the more you practice this, the easier it will become. And the more generous the world will seem. There are always helpers. Look for them. And if you're one of them, you'll fit right in. But don't feel bad if you're the only one on the receiving end of the generosity sometimes. You deserve that shit too. You're not selfish if you accept things that other people would like to share. You don't owe anyone anything when you're receiving. You don't have to promise a future expectation. You don't have to pay it forward. You are allowed to just say thank you and accept the offering, and move on with the joy of knowing that they care in your heart. And never be afraid to ask explicitly for what you want in a relationship. As long as you're respecting the other person's boundaries, if you've been the provider for a long time, people might not even know how to offer you help. They may want to provide as much as you do, but are lost with where to begin, because you have already been self-sufficient for that responsibility. So it is your job now to communicate your needs and your wants in a way that serves everyone, including yourself. Open yourself up to receiving. Celebrate your wins, no matter how little and minuscule and silly that it seems, and allow yourself the grace to get back a little bit of the kindness that you so freely share with the rest of the world. You deserve to be celebrated as much as you spend all of your time celebrating everyone around you. But other people won't know how to celebrate you if you don't leave room for it. So leave room for it. Ask explicitly and don't be afraid that you're going to push somebody away by asking for a partnership rather than taking all the reins. Because most of the time, people are happy to help, but they don't know where to start, so they don't bother. But that doesn't mean that they don't want to. And we have to recognize the difference. And we also have to stop resenting people when they don't offer it up as freely as we do. Because it's not their responsibility. It's ours to communicate when we need it or want it. And the more that we do communicate that, the easier it becomes for everyone around us to supply us with those things without having to ask them explicitly. And that's really all we want. We want to feel seen and heard, but also still generous. So do that by being generous with your communication in addition to your time. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.